You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
What's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of the Dope Ass Dream Show, the show for the dreamers. I am Chad, and joining me once again after missing last week because she had a wonderful gig.
Aw, I'm Rocky Wallace.
Yes. How did your show go?
It went really good. It was fun. So we played the Willis Show Bar in Detroit. So yeah, it was a good time.
Awesome. I tried promoting it, but I forgot the venue that we were at. So
big deal.
I just said it was in Detroit, and I was if you're in Detroit and you just, you know, happen to stumble into where it is, you should definitely check it out. So
thank you. I appreciate it.
But yeah, guys, we have a awesome show today. We are waiting on our Dope Ass Dreamer of the Week to call in. We'll introduce her when they get there. But we talked about Rocky taking the Pottermore quiz on episode one, and that's what we're doing today. Yeah. So it's going to be a quite magical episode.
It is. Yes. It's about to go down. I'm like so nervous though, because I feel like if I get Slytherin,
you know what? You should be nervous, to be honest.
I'm really nervous.
This is like the biggest thing that could happen to somebody. So
yeah.
I remember when I took it, like I was like sweating. I was so nervous.
Did you think that you were going to get the results that you
got? I 100% knew
okay
what I was going to get. Like I said, in episode one, I'm puff as fuck, as they say. So yeah, I knew exactly what I was going to get. And I showed you before we started, I'm wearing Harry Potter socks today.
Yeah.
Because damn it, we have to be festive.
But it does tie into our guest today too, which we'll get to in a little bit. So we'll just kind of wait. So did you miss me though?
I did. You know, big props to Austin for filling in. He did a really good job. But yeah, I'm happy you're back.
Aw, thanks.
I'm happy. I felt missing.
My mom was like, "It was such a great show. Oh my gosh." And she was going on and on about it. I was like, are they replacing me already?
No.
Like,
no, you're irreplaceable.
Aw, shucks. Thank you.
Aw, shucks.
I think she would beg to differ, but
luckily she's not the other host of this podcast.
Yeah, that's right. So. I know. We were talking about it on the Nooner show, and I told him, I was like, well, between the two of you, I was like, I can't get a word in edgewise, so I had to go hang out with Chad so I could actually say a few things.
Exactly. That's the best part about there being just two people here.
Yeah.
Like, if I just, you know, if I just talk the entire time, I don't know how entertaining it would be. So,
oh, it would be very
even though a couple people told me that Austin and I sound like very similar, mm-hmm. I had a couple people be like, I don't know if it was you and somebody else or you just doing an impression of your friend. And so
that would have been a hell of a show if you just.
So one of the shows that Austin and I actually did do one time he missed, and it was our wrestling show that we did. Mm-hmm. And so
are you guys still doing that show?
Yeah.
Yeah. What is that called?
So that's Pinned. It's called Pinned, a pro wrestling podcast. You can find it on Twitter at Pinned Podcast.
I love the logo.
Yeah. It's so cool. Pretty sick logo. I forgot who made it, but yeah, props to you, whoever you are. But yeah, so we do that show. We do it weekly. Well, we try to do it weekly. Our lives are busy. But, where was I going with this? Oh, he had to miss an episode one time, and I did an impression of someone named Jim Cornette, who's like in the industry.
Okay.
And literally the entire time was me being like, so what'd you think of that episode of Raw, Jim? And he'd be like, well, you know, I thought it was pretty good. And it was literally just me for like an hour doing that. So
you really don't need me. I mean.
Oh, no, I definitely need you. Yeah, I definitely need you. Listen,
I do appreciate that.
I don't think the Dope Ass Dream Show would be as good if it wasn't us on it.
Yeah, maybe.
So, you know.
I think it definitely, I mean, I couldn't do it alone, but you could definitely do it alone. Like, I'm a good sidekick. I'm not a good main
person. You're the Robin to my Batman.
Yes. I happily take the Robin role.
But not
I
lame,
don't want to be.
But not lame Robin. You're like,
no.
You're like the Robin that becomes Nightwing Robin.
Okay.
Like, eventually you break off
I'd
into
be cool.
your own.
Okay.
Exactly.
All right. Yeah, no, I'm good. I'm
I
good
I
want to
be
sidekick.
Adam West Batman, though.
Okay.
Because Adam West Batman's my favorite Batman.
All right, note taken.
Who's your favorite Batman?
I don't know.
I knew you were going to say that. That's why
I
asked.
The last Batman movie I saw was The Joker. The one with...
the one with Christian Bale?
That's, nope. Yeah.
Pull the trigger.
Ugh, yeah, that guy? I think him. Yep, okay. And that was good.
I mean, that was by far the best three sets of Batman movies. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. Adam West Batman, he's just so zany and goofy. I like him from like that like 80s show.
Yeah. No, yeah. I'm not really into the DC comics as much as the only one I really like was Wonder Woman.
As much as Marvel?
No, I'm a total Marvel nerd.
We went and saw Endgame after episode one, like we said we were gonna. And
we did. Immediately after the podcast, we went and saw it.
Yes. She was shooketh.
I was. Yes. I was. Yeah, I feel like we shouldn't spoil.
I'm going to try my best to not drop Avengers spoilers, but like if maybe skip ahead 3 minutes, like who knows? But
tears were shed many times.
Yeah, it was, and I've seen it now 4 times. So I think when I saw it with you, it was my second time seeing it, second or third. And yeah, every time something would happen, I would just look over at you,
just see my reaction and stuff. And yeah, I had. So it looks like
I think we're getting the notion that that our guest is on. Or either that, or she's telling me to hang loose. One of the two.
Both. So all right. Both. We can get on board with that.
It's both. So cool. You're on. Charlie, are you on?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hello. Welcome to the Dope Ass Dream Show, friend.
Hi. It's great to be here.
Hell yeah. So, this is Charlie. She is our Dope Ass Dreamer of the Week. The first one, actually.
Yeah.
A historical episode of the Dope Ass Dream Show. Charlie, I won't take the spotlight from you. Why don't you go ahead and tell us what your dope ass dream is and tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, my dope ass dream is actually to finish my first novel before I graduate college and, just kind of get that done.
Woo, that's a freaking great dream.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about like your novel. Like, well, how much of it do you have done? Do you like what it's about? What genre is it? I think I know the answer to this because it's like, I don't know. I know you and I've worked with you in the past through podcasts and stuff. So I think I know the answer to this, but yeah, go ahead.
Well, the funny thing is I actually just started a new one yesterday. So the one that, Chad knows is called The End of All Things, and it's a contemporary realistic fiction about these two people who are roommates. One of them has got like this really cynical outlook and is just trying to like get through college, and the other is the subleaser in the apartment that the person lives. And so it's kind of like, oh well, I don't really get to know people, and now you have to live with me. And so it's kind of just learning to see outside of your own bubble.
Okay.
What inspired you to write that?
I enjoy reading realistic fiction. I like having books that can that I can relate to personally and kind of see myself through the character's shoes. Mm-hmm. And so I wanted to be able to write things that people actually go through in life.
Wow. Take us back just like a little bit. When did you start writing and what kind of inspired you to kind of make more of a career out of it?
So I would honestly say I started writing probably around 10 years old.
Wow.
I always
I could barely write at 10. Yeah. So that's impressive.
I couldn't read, so
I always really liked stories. Like my grandmother got me into like books and fiction really early on in life, and so it's like I liked the idea of real life happening on page and being able to follow a character's real life, and I wanted to do that myself. And I liked the idea of like taking worlds that already exist and making them your own.
Oh, wow.
So I started writing around like 10 years old, just like little things that you see in the real world and making characters in that. And I started writing crime fiction in seventh grade.
Wow.
Oh, I thought you were going to say at 10 years old you started writing crime fiction. I was like, what could a 10-year-old write about crime fiction about?
Is she Italian? Her last name is Valencia. So if she's Italian, I totally relate to that. So
yeah, I'm not Italian. So.
My grandmother got me early in with James Patterson and lots of that. And like my uncle's a retired police officer. So it's kind of been shop talk.
Yeah. Wow. That's really cool. So then when you were in high school, you continued to write, or like, when did you decide to like make that your profession? Like, I'm assuming you're going to school for that.
Yeah, so I'm going to school for English literature because I've always loved like the idea of books, and I always knew that I wanted to one day write my own book. I think it really kind of like hit me hard, like I'm going to be an author in my life. Maybe when I was around sophomore junior year of high school.
Wow.
So I was like, this is what I'm going to do. I need to start looking at colleges that will get me into a program where I can like hone my writing skills and actually become the person I want to be.
Wow. That's amazing that you discovered that so young. Were your parents?
There's always going to be someone around you who's discovering their dream, and that's like what hits you to want to pursue yours.
Mm-hmm.
Like I remember when I was in high school, there was another kid in the year above me who was like, "Oh yeah, I'm like writing out my first book right now, and I've printed it out and I've sent it off to publishers." And I was like, "Wow, I want to go to school and do that for the rest of my life."
Wow. And now, did you have like a good support network at home with your parents and your surrounding, your friends and stuff like that?
Yeah. So it's just me and my mom at home, and she always likes the idea that I want to be an author, because she's always on my butt to get me to write the next American novel so you can like buy me a new condo.
That sounds like my mom. But she's like, write the next song so you can buy me a house. That's what she always says.
My parents say, move right out of my house. Yeah. I don't care what you do, just move out.
So your mom is pushing that for you.
I say so. I like to believe so. There was a long time where I didn't know what I was gonna do besides writing. And so then she'd be like, well, like, you need to, like, figure out what's going to, like, pay the bills while you're writing the next amazing novel.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like, once I figure that out, she's kind of just on me to, like, get on it.
Yeah. That's awesome. So can you tell us a little bit about the idea that you had last night for the new book?
Oh.
Yeah, give us a bit of a sneak peek.
I would actually love to.
Yeah.
So the new book is actually called Joke. And
it's a joke book. I like it.
And it's about these two guys that like book completely separate worlds. And societal stereotyping as well as like first impressions, where both these guys appear as something completely different on the outside than who they are really inside. And so the tagline in like both of their profile, like character profiles, is just like, the joke is all on them though, because no one expects XYZ ABC.
Wow. So can you walk us through a little bit of your process? Like, how do you kind of like when inspiration hits you, like where do you kind of go from there?
My first immediate need is a playlist.
I like it.
A song that represent each person in my book. I need their personalities laid out like very clearly. And it was funny because I was sitting with my roommate and I was like, "Oh, can you tell like who these are?" And she's like, "Yeah, 100%.
Wow.
And then I go from plot points. So like, what are the big things that are going to happen throughout? And then after that, it's kind of like conclusion. I like to think of the end before everything else so that I know where I want to go with it. Because too often have I just had the beginning and I keep going, but then I have no idea where else to continue.
Yeah.
So I think as I get older in my life and want to kind of polish my writing career, I need to think of that end in advance, so I can always keep working towards it.
Yeah. So when you say end, I'm not an avid reader, but I do read once in a while. Like, is it like the big climactic part of the book, or is it just like the resolution?
The resolution. So I like to think, I think my writing process is very much as if you were watching like a movie trailer online. I need to know who these people are. I need to know what they're like, what their personalities are, what people think about them, what kind of vibe they give off. And then the end, I need to see each plot point. I need to see a conflict. I need to see the resolution and how it all comes together.
Wow.
And so when I say the end, I mean, I want to see like credits rolling.
Wow.
Now, do you have a scene at the end of the credits like they do in like Marvel movies that like foreshadows an upcoming book that you would then launch after that?
No, because that's usually where I fall off.
All right, that's fair.
I'm definitely trying to focus on one-offs.
Yeah.
Before I try and, because I've gotten lost and, oh, I'll just keep this going on and on forever. And then it kind of dies. And I don't like that feeling. So I'm trying to work on just this and that.
And then if it naturally leads to where like you could make another book for a sequel, then you'll cross that bridge when you get to it, yes. Basically. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that because I feel like a lot of things in like society like that, like I'm going to equate this to TV because I'm a big TV guy, but there are so many shows that I think should have ended like three seasons prior, but they just keep on pumping out episodes. And a lot of the times it's like, God, this show isn't even good anymore. But like, I think it makes money. I think that it makes money. And that's why I think people keep making it. And I think it's the same thing with like some books, you'll read a book and you'll just ask yourself like, why does this need to exist? Like, we're going to talk about Harry Potter later. I'm going to compare it to when The Cursed Child came out. I think as far as a play goes, I've never seen the play, but I think I've heard the play is good, but I don't understand why the book itself needed to come out. And I feel like that a lot of like hardcore Harry Potter fans don't even count it as canon, even though J.K. Rowling said, hey, this is canon. So, I guess what's your take on that?
J.K. Rowling was my idol. she's in addition to like family and James Patterson, she was a big reason why I wanted to become a writer. And I love Harry Potter.
Well, you picked the right conclusion
of Harry Potter.
Yeah, right. Yeah, the ending to it was great. We don't need the cursed child, especially time traveling cursed child. Like, I'm a big believer in if we introduce time travel, we really shouldn't. Except for the Avengers, that was okay to have time travel in, but like
that doesn't count.
There are few things where time travel to overlap timelines are okay.
Yeah. So besides also working on, I guess, two books now, you are also an established podcast host and just launched a Patreon for your podcast. So congrats on that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. I tried to launch that before today to talk about it on here.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. Well, thank you for giving us things to talk about. Well, if you want to go ahead and plug your podcast and talk about that, we can go through that too. And by the way, Rocky loved the name of the show.
I do. Go ahead and tell us what the name of your show is.
So I run a podcast called Lit and Lattes.
I love it.
Yes, it's very lit.
Thank you. I like to think so. we get together. It's kind of like an audio book club. We just get together and me and my co-host Maddie, we read a book and then we record an episode with our notes and our feelings, both spoiler-free and with spoilers. And in between, we take like coffee break, and it's really fun. We have a lot of fun doing it. We get to read a lot of new things that maybe we normally wouldn't have picked up.
It's a super fun podcast to listen to, and I can also tell you from experience, it's super fun to be on it. I was on the pilot episode of it and knew nothing about the book that they were reading. Knew nothing. I literally knew nothing about it. I kept calling the characters in the book the wrong name. It was bad. Oh, it was awful. It was awful.
It was bad. I love that.
It was awful. It was awful.
Just straight up. I like
no,
it.
It's, yeah. It's. But I knew a lot about coffee, which is why I was on. So yeah. The time it got to the coffee part, I was ready to go on it.
Yes. But. And in honor of Lit and Lattes, we did bring coffee to the studio today.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
I tell all my friends and all my guests that coffee is required, and if you can't have coffee, you can't be on the episode.
I love it. Well, yes. I would fit right in. So I might not be reading, but I could give you the lowdown on.
That's okay. That's why I was on it. Yeah. That's what I was on it. Like.
Yeah. So I'm drinking the cold brew with the Cascara foam from Starbucks today. And that is my drink of choice.
Yes, I was drinking. I finished it right before the podcast started. I was trying to prolong it, but I couldn't. I even got a venti size because I was like, I need this to last. And it was a terrible decision. But I got a caramel iced caramel macchiato with soy milk because, you know, It's lit.
Yes.
So
nice.
I respect it.
I enjoy it. We endorse cold brews here on Lit and Light.
Yes, we stand cold brews in this podcast.
I discovered them last year, and now I'm obsessed with them. And I wish I could take stock in Starbucks with all the coffees.
Cold brew is delicious. When I used to work at Panera, I left, and right after I left, like a week after I left, they rolled out their new cold brews, and I literally almost reapplied and moved back to Mount Pleasant. I was like, "Dope ass dream show be damned." There's cold brews here.
So, I understand.
So I'm happy. I'm happy I didn't, but you wouldn't have judged me if I did.
No, okay, no, I totally fair. Understand. That's yeah, fair. Absolutely. So I do want to take a little bit back. You said that J.K. Rowling was a big inspiration for you.
Rowling.
Yeah. What did I say?
You said Rowling.
Oh.
I don't think it matters. But.
Okay. But take us. Rowling. Oh, okay.
Well,
right,
maybe I'm the idiot then. Who knows?
So take us back a little bit. When you first discovered J.K. Rowling, how did that inspire you?
Sorry, I was laughing at Chad. it's funny that you bring that up, though, because I'm actually wearing my Harry Potter tank top right now.
Yes,
you weren't here for the very beginning of it, but I'm wearing Harry Potter socks.
You would fit right in.
Yes.
But Harry Potter has always been a big part of my life. I like to say that I was raised on it because mom is a very, very big Harry Potter fan. So it was always we were always seeing the movies. The books were in the house. And I remember when Deathly Hallows came out, me and my mom went to the release, the midnight release on the Naval Base. And so that was great. But so I knew while I was seeing these movies and reading these amazing books that I wanted to be this. This was a woman writer who was this successful. I want to be her.
Yeah. What, because your genre is quite different from the fantasy genre. So why didn't you go into that genre?
So I originally started writing crime fiction because it was, I did not know how to write fantasy. Mm-hmm. I love watching fantasy. I sometimes enjoy reading it, but I cannot write those fantastical universes as eloquently as I love seeing them, but I can't write real life.
Yeah. How did you discover that?
I think I figured that out with my first year in college. And I read, not to get off the topic of J.K. Rowling, but I read Rainbow Rowell's Fangirl. For the first time.
I know that book. We covered it on episode one of the podcast. She made it sound very good. I intended on reading it, but then I stayed for the spoiler section and now I don't need to.
The episode one of the podcast was Carry On, but close enough.
You're right. It was, but Fangirl is the Carry On spinoff thing, right? Yeah.
Carry On's the Fangirl spinoff.
Yeah,
but...
yeah, yeah.
You tried.
You're close.
Either way,
the sequel to Carry On Rocky is Wayward Son.
Okay.
It's the song.
Oh yeah, okay.
Yeah. I learned that from her. So.
Very nice.
Yes.
But yeah, it really got me for my first year of college, and it was about this girl trying to get through it all, and I was like, that's real. I can connect to that. That's what I want to write.
Wow. I feel like it's amazing that you're so young and you have such a clear path for,
Thank you.
Vision for what your dope ass dream is.
Yeah.
I think that's, it's just
I think we picked a good first dope ass dreamer of the week. I think whoever scoured the wall and selected you should pat themselves on the back because they did a phenomenal job. A dope job, some may say.
Thank you guys so much.
They did a dope job. So with Lit and Lattes, you said you started a patron, and that's where people can donate money. Can you explain that a little bit?
I would love to. So I did draft and create a Patreon page for Lit and Lattes, along with my co-host, Maddie. And so we're basically trying to spread the word that we are a new up-and-coming podcast. We get it. We're kind of small now. But we want to branch out and get bigger. And we can't do that without listener support. And so I did want to make this Patreon to give people the option to decide, okay, well, like, we like what you're doing now. Like, what can we get if we help you out? And so we've got like different tiers. We, me, Maddie runs the Twitter. We like to use the hashtag like lit listeners. And so that's the name of the first tier. And if they just donate like X amount, they can get a shout out on Twitter.
Oh, cool.
Or we call everybody nerds. So, because we read too many books. And if that's another tier where if they donate XYZ, they get a shout out on Twitter and in the outro on the podcast. And then getting into like bonus content that we would offer, like Coffee Addicts get early release episodes. Our newest tier is just bonus content where they get little extra things. Or our highest, which we only have three of, is called Caffeine and Catfish, where if anyone donates at that tier, Maddie and I will like watch Catfish at the television show and
that's
drink
awesome.
Coffee and just commentate on that.
I almost love that just as a podcast itself. Like that's just like I'm upset I didn't think of that. as the reality TV stan of the podcast.
That's awesome.
I'm pretty mad I didn't think of that. So
that is awesome. So where can people find your podcast and find your patron to become part of that?
Well, I can actually tell you exactly how many platforms we are on as far as where people can find our podcast. Most notably, we're on Spotify, and we're really easy to find on Apple Podcasts. But in addition, we are on Google Podcasts, something called Breaker,
oh, wow.
CastBox, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, and Stitcher.
Awesome. And they can find you on Instagram and Twitter. And what's your handle?
We are not on Instagram, but we are on Twitter. And our handle is @LitLattes, LitLattes. And that's where we posted the Patreon link.
Awesome. Okay, so the Patreon link is on Twitter. Awesome.
Well, Charlie, I'm going to say that your podcast is awesome. I listen to it. I try to listen to it weekly or whenever they come out. The ones I have listened to are great, not just because I was on them, even though the one I was on is my favorite episode, but that's because I'm egotistical. But keep it up. Keep writing those books. I want both of them done so I can read them. And then when they get the movie rights, I can see your movie in theaters.
Yeah, and then keep us.
We're a little far off for that.
Listen, oh no! You know, listen, nah.
Only a couple more years.
Can I be in your movie? Can I play like one of the male characters in the book when the movie gets the rights to it?
I'll let you know who. I think I have someone perfect for you when we get down the line.
Heck yeah! It's the charming, witty, handsome antagonist. I'm sure, or protagonist. Yeah, I mean, I'll be the villain. Whatever, I don't care. I'm down with either.
So. Well, thank you so much, Charlie. Yes, and you definitely have to keep us updated on everything that you're doing because we want to keep up with you. And when your books come out and you have your launch and everything, we want the Dope Ass Dream Show to be a part of it and promote it with you.
Maybe we can have a live book reading on the podcast.
Yes.
Maybe we can
oh my
do
gosh,
that.
We
down.
Should do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and I'll do voices and act it out. That'd be great. People want to find you individually. Where can they find you on Twitter?
My Twitter is @CharlieV, and that's CHXRLIV. And yeah, that's pretty much where I'm at, or on Lit and Latte.
Yeah, follow her on Twitter. I follow her on Twitter. She's a good follow.
Good.
So
awesome.
But okay, Charlie, thank you so much for coming on.
And again, guys, that
thank
is
you, guys, for having-
you can follow her podcast at Lit and Lattes.
Yes. Have a dope day, friend.
You as well.
All right. Bye. All right, so that was Charlie. She was a great interview. You were really good. I liked your. I kind of just let you take it over because I was like, oh, she has notes. She's prepared.
I never get to do this though on the Nooner Show. Those girls are always talking too much.
Well,
so
see, like this is why it's good to have notes because I had nothing prepared. I was like, I'm just gonna flow for it. But yeah questions I would not have thought of.
She was really great. I'm excited to read her books when they come out.
Yeah, that me too.
Yeah, and I love that. I love Lit and Lattes.
It's a great. It's
yeah. The podcast I think that is
itself.
So brilliant.
Yeah, the podcast itself is is really cool. The name is awesome. The logo's cool. And like, I remember when I came on for the pilot episode, I went on and I knew nothing about books, but like she explained the book so well that it made me want to read the book.
Yeah.
And then like we had a random coffee break and that was awesome. Like, so
I could totally get on board with all that.
Yeah. She's fantastic.
And I'm one of those people too. Like, I do not like to not know the end.
Yeah.
Like, if it's movies or books or whatever, I always skip to the end. So I feel like I would love that show because it gives you the spoilers. And then I'm like, okay, so then I'll be good reading. I don't get too emotionally attached to any characters or anything.
See, I'm the complete opposite. I hate knowing what's going to happen. So if I like go see a movie or like when I do decide to read a book and I get something spoiled for me, I just get irate.
Yeah, no, I'm the total opposite. I need to know
how people. I don't know how people could do that.
Like, I get mad too, like when people don't tell me if they've seen a movie or if I watch shows, like my sister and I watch the same shows and
Friends and Mean Girls. Yeah, or not Mean Girls.
Like, then when Grey's Anatomy was happening, I was like having to ask her. I was like, "What happens?" Like, you know, because she was like, "Well, somebody important dies," you know, and I'm like, "Oh my gosh, I had to know before I watched it."
Yeah,
and I it was good that I knew before I watched it.
See, so. I don't know. It's less impactful to me because like if I know something's gonna happen, like for example. Okay, we're about to talk about Avengers, so like skip ahead like 3 minutes.
Yeah.
also, if you haven't seen it by now, I guess like that sucks. But yeah, spoiler incoming. But when Iron Man goes in Avengers Endgame, like if that would have been spoiled for me, like I may have just done on the podcast if people didn't heed my warning. Yeah, I gave you ample time.
Yeah, but, turn it off.
Yeah, exactly. but like if that would have been spoiled for me, then I would have went into that movie the entire time being like waiting for it. And then when it happened, it would have been way less impactful for me.
No, so, I would like, have appreciated have somebody know. Being like, this is about to happen.
Hey, heads up, you're about to cry.
Yeah, exactly. Like emotionally prepare yourself for what's about to happen.
Are you emotionally prepared for what's about to happen right now?
I am so nervous.
Because we have the Pottermore. Did you like my segue? We have the Pottermore website up. She made an account.
Yep.
We are going to get you sorted into a house.
Okay.
And as I said before, if you get Slytherin, we're canceling the podcast.
Yes.
Or we'll bring Austin back on. I don't know what Austin is, but I know he's not a Slytherin.
Okay.
So who do you what do you think you're going to get before we start this? And I'll tell you what I think you're going to get.
I just hope that I don't get Slytherin.
Not that there's anything wrong with Slytherin guys, like for the Slytherin listeners listening in,
because
there are a lot of really proud Slytherin. Like, there's nothing wrong with being Slytherin. It's just the movie depicts you guys as being bad guys.
Yeah, so, it does. So.
You know, and
in our defense,
we don't want to be portrayed as villains. So you know, that's okay.
Obviously. Okay. I do have to say though, when Harry Potter came out, I had the biggest crush on Harry. So.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Draco.
No, I did not. No, okay. I was like always pro, like I'm not. Into the bad guy thing.
Okay. All right.
So no, I loved Harry. He's the hero. I was just like, oh, and he had a British accent.
Like, hello there.
It didn't even matter what he looked like. Yeah. It was like, oh my gosh. So I hope I'm a Gryffindor.
Okay. I was gonna say, I think you're going to be a Gryffindor. That's my pick. That's my prediction.
Okay.
I hope your Patronus is cooler than a salmon. Because that's my Patronus and I have the lame Patronus like market locked up. So you can't have anything worse than a salmon.
Okay.
So.
All right. Are you going to come sit next to me?
Yeah, I can do that. I'll move over. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So guys,
I'm excited.
We are starting the sorting ceremony. So this is in honor of our guest, Charlie today, whose dream is to be an author. And we learned today that J.K. Rowling was one of her, biggest inspirations. So
yes,
we are beginning the experience. I feel like okay.
Dawn or dusk?
I'm gonna say dusk.
Okay.
I'm not up that early. Okay. It says okay.
Once every century, the Flutterby bush produces flowers that adapt their scent to attract the unwary. If it lured you, it would smell of wow. Okay.
The sea.
The sea.
One.
Home.
Home. Let's see.
The crackling log fire. Fresh parchment. This is a weird question.
Yeah.
Or the sea.
I'm going to say the sea.
You know, what's a pirate's favorite letter?
C.
You think it'd be R, but it's actually the C.
I like it.
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead and read these.
Okay. One of your housemates has cheated in a Hogwarts exam by using a self-spelling quill. Now he has come top of the class in charms. Beating you into second place, Professor Flitwick is suspicious of what happened. He draws you to one side after his lesson and asks you whether or not your classmate used a forbidden quill. What do you do? Do you tell Professor Flitwick the truth? If your classmate is prepared to win by cheating, he deserves to be found out. Also, as you are both in the same house, any points he loses will be regained by you for coming first in his place. You would not want to be asked to tell Professor Flitwick the truth. If you knew that somebody was using a forbidden quill, you would tell the teacher before the exam started, nerd. Or, lie and say you don't know, but hope that somebody else tells Professor Flitwick the truth.
Okay.
I think there might be another choice, actually.
Yeah, okay.
And tell Professor Flitwick that he ought to ask your classmate and resolve to tell your classmate that if he doesn't tell the truth, you will.
I'd probably select that one. I'm okay. Not a rat.
All right, yeah.
Okay.
After you have died, oh, dark, what would you most like people to do when they hear your name? Ask for more stories about your adventures. Miss you but smile. Think with admiration of your achievements. She hosted the dope-ass dream show. I don't care what people think of me after I'm dead. It's what they think of me while I'm alive that counts.
Yeah, that's definitely the one.
All right. I think that would have picked that one, too.
Yeah.
Which would you rather be? Liked? Trusted? Feared? Envied?
I think trusted.
Imitated or praised?
Oh, I didn't see all these. But I think I'm still going to go with trusted.
I don't think you strike me as a feared person.
No.
I want to be feared, damn it.
No.
Okay, what are you most looking forward to learning at Hogwarts? All about magical creatures and how to befriend / care for them. Nope. Flying on a broomstick.
Yeah, that could be the one.
Apparition and disapparation, being able to materialize and dematerialize at will.
Oh, that could be one too.
Secrets about the castle.
Oh, that would be fun.
Transfiguration, turning one object into another object. Hexes and jinxes. Every area of magic I can. I feel like that's a cop-out question.
Yeah, I feel like that is too. Let's see. I'm gonna say flying on a broomstick.
I feel like I would only play Quidditch if I went to Hogwarts.
Yeah,
like,
I don't think I have that many skills. But...
if you were attending Hogwarts, which pet would you choose to take with you? A barn owl? A harlequin toad?
No.
A ginger cat?
Perhaps.
A tawny owl?
What are the difference between the owls?
I don't know. A dragon toad?
Nope.
A white cat?
Maybe.
A natterjack toad? A common toad, you know, unlike the natterjack toad. The Siamese cat? These are a lot of choices. A snowy owl? I feel like that's the lame choice. A tabby cat? A black cat? A screech owl, so a dust and diamond owl? A brown owl? A three-toed tree toad is what I would pick because it's hilarious.
No, I'm going to go with the snowy owl.
The snowy owl.
Okay. I don't like cats.
You don't like cats?
Oh, no, well, I'm a dog person. If they had a dog, that would be my choice, but well, that's not.
That's
black or white?
Black or white?
Black.
All right. All right. Congratulations.
You have been sorted into Gryffindor.
Into Gryffindor.
I'm so excited.
There you go. So you are not evil.
Yeah.
And now you can hang out with Harry Potter all day.
All right. So. Yeah, I can hang out with Harry.
Yeah. Okay.
Harry had it going on.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? but now my question is, do you want to hang out with Harry Potter? Because a lot of his friends are always in mortal danger.
That is true. Yeah. I don't know.
And like the only Hufflepuff you ever befriended with definitely died. So I feel like if I was there, I'd be like, stay the fuck away from me. Like, don't come near me with this.
Yeah.
I don't want a scar. That's your department.
Yeah, like, I don't know. I don't think I'm that brave.
Oh, Paul is so cool. Yeah, no, he's going to fucking kill you.
Yeah.
Get the hell away from me.
Okay, so how do we find out what our Patronus is?
Let's see. I feel like that's a question.
I don't know what I'm doing.
I don't remember. I haven't gotten this far yet.
Okay.
Well, you said you click something. It's spinning now. Yeah, Rocky Wallace Gryffindor.
Okay.
Oh, here we go. Cool. So do you want to do your Patronus first or do you want to get a wand? I feel like before you can get a Patronus, you need a wand
okay.
to cast your Patronus spell.
Fine.
If we're doing this realistically.
Okay.
So we're going to find out what kind of wand she has. I do not remember what wand I had.
Okay.
To ensure we find the perfect wand for you, it's very important that you answer the following questions honestly. First of all, would you describe yourself as average height, tall, short?
I think I'm average height.
I think you're average height as well. And your eyes, dark brown / black, serious black, blue, like the sea, gray, or brown, or hazel. Sorry,
hazel.
There was an Yeah, Hazel's right. Hazel's
yeah.
good. Okay. Was the day on which you were born an even number? That's my awful British accent. I hope it's good.
An odd number. Like mine's not that.
I just sound like a pirate.
Okay.
Determination.
Okay, wait.
Actually, I sound like that Adam Sandler character, little Nikki. You ever seen that movie?
I have, but it's been so long. Do you most pride yourself on determination, imagination, resilience, intelligence, originality, optimism? Let's see here. Kindness. I think maybe resilience. I think I'm pretty resilient.
Okay. All right. There you go. I
get knocked down, but I get up again.
I was going to say originality.
Oh, really?
Well, I mean, I feel like you know, you're an artist. So yeah. you're writing music.
That's true. That was my second choice.
You host two podcasts. Yeah. So like, I feel like, but you know, resiliency works too, I guess.
Yeah.
Traveling alone down a deserted road, you reach a crossroads. Do you continue left towards the sea? Oh, I would. I'm a pirate. Right towards the castle. Ahead towards the forest.
I feel like this question, traveling, is already, I feel like left towards the sea. Would want to need to see the water.
There you go. To see the water?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd have to be like, just to see the beach. Yeah. It'd be nice. Yeah.
Hopefully the water tasted like dope water. Doesn't it be wonderful? Do you most fear fire, darkness, isolation, heights? Or small spaces. I think clowns should have been a choice.
Or spiders. I'm going to say fire.
Especially in the Harry Potter world, because there's some big-ass spiders.
Spiders would have been the hands down.
In a chest of magical artifacts, which would you choose? A silver dagger, an ornate mirror, a glittering jewel.
I feel like I don't even need to see the other ones. The glittering jewel definitely has
a bound scroll, a golden key, a dusty bottle. Or a black glove. You wouldn't go for the black glove?
No, 100%.
You would go for the glittering jewel.
Absolutely.
I feel like I probably would too, because I could sell it.
Okay.
Okay. Your wand is vinewood with a unicorn core, 11 and 3 fourths. I think that's tall.
Yeah, yep, no, 11 and 3 inches tall.
And super flexible.
Okay.
That's a thing. Yeah, I don't even remember what my wand is. So, but
I like that it has unicorn in it, though.
There you go. Yeah.
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 Okay.
Okay, so now we're picking your Patronus. So
okay.
you know what a Patronus is, right?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Yep.
Cool. Yeah.
I think you should explain it.
Okay, so yeah, the Patronus is like Dementors show up and they basically like suck the happiness from people. Harry does like Aspecto Patronum, and then like this like little spirit animal shows up and like fights them. That's a very poor description of what a Patronus is. But yeah, that's a thing. You know, we should launch a Patronus at some point. That was a play on words for a patron.
Yes, we should.
Yes.
We definitely should.
Okay, so we're loading. There's blue fire. It says better with headphones, but you know what? We're just going to go for it.
Should we turn up the volume?
Maybe. Oh, there's a neat little graphic. It's like we're watching a movie. Oh, okay. There's music now. This is neat.
Yeah.
So can we play the music on it? I feel like we should be good, right? Yeah. Yeah, whatever. The Patronus is a kind of positive force, a projection of the very things, trees in the way. I can't read it now.
It's gone.
Oh, it's gone. Well, I guess we'll never know. But okay, discover
your
Patronus. Oh, man.
Begin.
You can only do this once, and the questions are timed, so go with your instincts.
Okay,
here we go.
Wow, this is so intense.
That's a lot of pressure. Relax. Think of your happiest memory. Oh, man. This is... I feel like we're in like a scene from Get Out.
Yeah, I know.
Like, it's gonna like
I'm trying to think of what my happiness memory is.
It's not down the Dope Ass Dream Show.
Glitter
shine glow.
Glow.
Okay. All right. Man, it looks like I'm about to jump out and scare the shit out of us.
I know. I have to go to the bathroom, so this is gonna be real bad.
Oh man. bone or blood?
Oh.
Well, with questions like this, it does not make me think something scary isn't coming.
Yeah.
Bone or blood? Earth, wood, or stone?
Earth.
Okay, I think I would want wood, but that's okay. It's not my Patronus. I got a salmon because I'm cool. Okay, all right. What was that? Your Patronus is trying to form. Don't give up. We won't, Pottermore, we won't. Silent or speak?
Silent.
See, you're a podcast host, so you should always go with speak. You're so close, keep going. And a singer. I felt like...
Comfort,
advise, and impress.
Comfort.
Okay. All right.
I don't think I give good advice. So.
All right, there's a creepy music coming. More click, drag, and release for your Patronus. You have to say Expecto Patronum, though. Expecto Patronum. Your Patronus is a hedgehog.
What?
Okay, so is a hedgehog cooler or lamer than a salmon?
Cooler than a salmon, sorry.
Is your hedgehog Patronus's name Sonic?
It could be.
It could be. Yeah. Okay. All right. So, yeah. Okay. So, yeah. That's
crushed
much,
it.
Pretty much all you can do on the website. Is
yeah.
All those
it's
things,
super fun,
so.
Though.
So, are you happy with your results?
I am happy with my results because I wanted to be Gryffindor. So, that's really all I cared about.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
My hedgehog is fine. Whatever. I was really hoping for like a bird, but it's fine.
I have a friend who like shared a screenshot of their Pottermore Patronus thing, and they got a dragon.
What?
Yeah, and it was like, it said on the description of it that it was like super rare. So like, that's pretty cool. I'm a fucking salmon. So,
well, salmons can swim, so maybe I would. I don't know what a hedgehog does, actually. I'll have to do some research. I really wanted like a bird because I feel like that's my spirit animal.
It's
so.
A bird, yeah.
Yeah, just like a little bird.
Yeah, and you picked an owl for your
I know,
your
I did pick
animal,
an owl.
So I'm surprised you like, I don't know who would go with a toad. I don't
know. I mean, I would. I probably would have gone with a toad over a cat.
See, that's so weird. Cats are so wonderful. As someone who has two, they're so great.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, you would love my cats.
I do. I love all animals, but I just prefer dogs. Like, if they had three-headed dog as an option, I would have picked the three-headed dog.
So, like,
over the cats.
Fluffy from, like, the first movie?
Yes, or like, 100%.
Do you prefer the books or the movies?
Oh, books.
Okay, yeah, the movies.
I do love – I mean, the movies are so beautifully shot and just they
– See, I don't really like the movies.
Oh, I love the movies.
I like –
The cast was great.
Yeah. I think it was excellently cast. Mm-hmm. I think the Deathly Hallows as a movie is very good. Mm-hmm. I think everything past Goblet of Fire as a movie are good. Actually, and Prisoner of Azkaban was good too. But the Goblet of Fire movie, I did not like. I don't know. I really like the Quidditch part of the book, even though as a sport, I think Quidditch is very flawed.
Mm-hmm.
People who like
don't do sports.
See,
so
people who
fine.
Like sports and understand how sports work understand that Quidditch is a very flawed game. but I liked reading Quidditch in the books. And so like when the movie spent like 20 seconds on the Quidditch World Cup, when the book took like three chapters on it, like I thought that was kind of lame.
Yeah.
So.
I don't know. I feel like. You know, they can't all be 10 hours long.
They
so.
Can't be, but they should be.
Yeah.
I do think.
Harry Potter should be. Yes.
I do think if Netflix could get a deal going to like make a Netflix Harry Potter series and like every season is a book and every episode is a chapter,
I think that
would be a very good Netflix. And maybe Disney can do it because Disney owns everything now. So.
Yeah. All right. If you're listening, Netflix.
Or Hulu because Disney owns you now.
Yeah.
So now, do you think, because you have a Hulu, right?
No.
Okay, well, I have Hulu. So I'm wondering, since Disney bought Hulu, do you think that means that I can get Disney Plus for free now since I have Hulu? These are the questions that keep me up.
But...
I doubt it, too. It's Disney, but yeah, okay, yeah. That's fair. Yeah.
All right, so we are coming to an end here on our...
Yes, of our Harry Potter episode.
We definitely want to thank Charlie for coming on with us and being our dope-ass dreamer of the week.
Yes.
Stay tuned next week, guys. I will not be here, but I'm sure you've got a dope show planned for next week.
I did not know you weren't coming, but I will find a replacement. And then after that week, I won't be here because I'm going to StarCast Weekend to promote both Pinned and also this show.
Woo-woo.
So if you happen to be in Las Vegas in 2 weeks, look for me. But yeah, if you want to become a Dope Ass Dreamer of the Week, you can go on Facebook and get the Dope Ass Dream wall. I'm going to finish making the Dope Ass Dream Show Twitter. And when I do that, I'm going to put a link to the wall in the description of that. So when that's done, look for that. But yeah, you can go there, tell us what your Dope Ass Dream is, and who knows, maybe we'll select you to come on. Like, eventually, we're going to have to pick you because, like, we're going to keep making episodes. So by process of elimination, you're getting
You'll
picked
be
eventually.
There. Yeah.
So. But yeah, guys, I think that'll do it for this episode.
Yeah.
Because I think Rocky is going to like pee your pants if we don't end now. So
yeah, that's basically what's happening.
That's
so.
Okay. That's okay. So yeah, guys, I guess have a dope day.